John's, Savarin, 1977 to 81. Sometime in late 1978 or in early 1979, John's visited the National Gallery of Art in Washington, D.C. to see the exhibition Edvard Munch, Symbols and Images. The occasion provided John's with the opportunity to closely examine Munch's prints, drawings and paintings. John's had been aware of Munch as early as 1950, when he saw works by the Norwegian artist displayed at the National Museum of Modern Art in New York. It would seem reasonable to assume that the Savarin prints featuring skeleton arms were conceived after John's visit to the exhibition at the National Gallery, but they were actually made in May 1978, several months prior to his trip to Washington. John's worked with Savarin lithographs in two different periods between 1977 and 1981. As we have seen earlier in this exhibition, the first print, made in 1977, was the poster for the retrospective at the Whitney Museum. In 1981, he added the soft grey hues to the image, as well as some of the dark sections of the crosshatching and, not least, the red arm and the stenciled letters EM lining the bottom of the image. Appearing here, it is in keeping with John's practice of printing his own arm, while the letters explicitly reference Munch's initials, suggesting how the entire image recalls Self-Portrait with Skeleton Arm from 1895. The version of the Savarin print we're looking at now exemplifies how chance and new discoveries have shaped the evolution of the motif. The space at the bottom of the image had in earlier states of the print contained either a text or imitation wood grain, before becoming in this version a concrete reference to Munch and his self-portrait. By referencing Munch and his symbolist meditation on the artistic process, the image also becomes a self-portrait of John's once removed, commenting on the artist's own creative practice.